We were reading all these morbidity and mortality ratios. But in 2001, I wanted to take my first foundation trip to really see the people behind the statistics. I went to India and Thailand. And so when I was in the foot of the Himalayas, I was in a village. I toured the village most of the day, spent a lot of time with the villagers and the people. And at the end of the day, a woman invited me into her home. And I have to admit, I didn't quite know what to expect. And as we walked through her small home, she pulled two lawn chairs off of a nail from her kitchen wall. And they're those aluminum kind of folding lawn chairs, you know, with that itchy mesh fabric. You might have sat on a few for a few hours in Krzyzewskiville. She whipped them out and put them on her back porch. And what she wanted to do was gaze up at the Himalayas. And it reminded me of that my family used to use those same lawn chairs in Dallas. We'd sit out on the back patio at night gazing at the stars. And this woman wanted to talk to me about what my family life was like, what inspired me. She wanted to tell me the dreams and the hopes she had for her children and her family. And as I left her village and was traveling home, I realized that the biggest difference between her and me was not what we dreamt about, but about how hard it was going to be for her to make her dreams come true. Now, some people assume that Bill and I are too rich to make a connection with somebody who's poor, even if we have the right intent. But I want to tell you that words like rich and poor, they don't define who we are. They don't define who we are as human beings. The universe is like computer code in that way. It's binary. There's life, and then there's everything else.